Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Dr. Philip Tallon is the interim dean of the HBU School of Christian Thought. Welcome today.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Tallon, you've served for the last 6 years as the chair of the Department of Apologetics, and probably everybody in the Christian world that's in apologetics is very aware of that, the whole apologetics entree. And then for the last 2 years as the graduate director of the School of Christian Thought. You are also the author of The Poetics of Evil, authored by Oxford in 2012, and then The Absolute Basics of the Christian Faith, and also author of many essays exploring the intersection of theology and the arts. And I'm particularly fascinated by your interests, because I think it's so needed today. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, I think one of the big driving obsessions behind a lot of my work is trying to find ways that we can see and perceive God more clearly, you know, understand him more fully. And so I think one of the most powerful vehicles for communicating theological truth is the arts. Jesus understands this, of course, right? He teaches in parables, and those parables, they bring kind of something new to the table, which they bring a story that people haven't heard before. And by bringing in that story, they then convey an idea in a more powerful way than people might have heard before, in a new way. And so human works of creation can, as it were, continue following Jesus's footsteps and continue to help us to see and understand something about the nature of God and who he is. And so my work has attempted to really talk about God and the arts in the same conversation as a way of helping us to understand the arts better, right? So God is the most important being in the entire universe and the source of all truth. And so theology illuminates every form of human discourse and understanding. So theology matters to the arts. Then the arts also can contribute a lot to theology as well. So in my first book, wrote about the ways that the arts can help us to talk about the problem of evil, you know, the problem of suffering, and help us to feel God's goodness more powerfully, but also feel suffering, in a sense, more powerfully. And my work, Absolute Basics of the Christian Faith, does a lot of, use a lot of illustrations and that kind of thing. So I use a little bit of art there. And my next book I'm working on is on horror movies, actually, and how horror movies can help to help us to take evil seriously and understand the experience of evil. That'll be out in a couple of years. That's called Cinema Inferno, How Horror Movies Can Save Your Soul. But that'll be, people can look forward to that. It'll be a while.
You know what? I mean, the whole horror genre is just grown and grown and grown. I'm sure your book talks all about it. I actually heard that Wes Craven was a graduate of Wheaton College. And kind of surprising. So apologetics has had an interest, and you have this unique niche that I think is, media is proliferating, as we both know. I mean, with the streaming platforms and everything else, I mean, we're in a whole different world than we were even a decade ago. What has caused you to have such an interest in apologetics? And then, of course, we'll segue to the School of Christian Thought.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, apologetics is important because ultimately we need to know that things are true in order to put our trust in them, right? That's just a fundamental need that we have as humans. So you can get by for a little while just kind of, you know, sort of simply taking, sort of guessing about something. But in order to really commit your life to something, in order to really put your money on the line, you need to know that it's true, right? That it's a good investment. And the Jesus calls us to take up our cross and die. And so when we take the Christian call seriously to sacrifice our entire lives, we need to have a confidence that but this is in fact the truth. And so there's a apologetics in some sense is just simply an attempt to show that at a fundamental level that Christianity is true and trustworthy and worthy of the investment that it requires of us. There's another aspect, of course, which is that, you know, apologetics in a sense stands at kind of the doors of the church looking outward and tries to look at the culture, the questions that people have and respond to them. And so anyone who's interested in culture and the ways that people are kind of thinking and expressing themselves now and wants to engage in that and sort of speak from the church to that will in some sense be engaged in apologetics. And so, you know, I think that my interest in culture and my interest in fundamental questions of Christian truth come together and intersect in this discipline, which is apologetics, which means a defense, right? A defense of the faith at a fundamental level.
And so you're a family man. I mean, tell me how many children do y'all have?
We have four. So, yeah.
And what are their ages?
My oldest, Marnie, she's 16. And then I have a 13-year-old named Marion, an 8-year-old named Pollyanna, and then a son, last but not least, Peter, who is 6. So we've got a pretty good spread there. In a few years, we'll have one in college, high school, middle school, and elementary school.
So as you look at your children, you know, how does that influence the motivation you have in apologetics?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it helps to bring home some of the new challenges that my children face that, you know, that I didn't face. And that's a very important thing to keep bear in mind for any Christian who's trying to express their faith, is that the challenges that, you know, that I experienced, that you might have experienced as a kid growing up, the things that still seem very important may not be the same challenges right. that the younger generation are facing. And so I get the task of responding to things that I, you know, never really, you know, expected to be an issue. And that's helpful for staying abreast of important questions and apologetics. But I think it also brings home that in many ways, the most important thing that we can do as parents in any age is to, you know, help our children to understand the content of the faith, the good reasons for believing the faith, but then also show that that our faith is something which is good and worth pursuing. And so the bigger challenge for me very often, I think, is not that my children aren't listening to me, but that my children are always watching me. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, passing on Christian faith to your children is, I sort of think of it a bit like a silent movie, like, what will they know to be true if they take all of my words out of it? Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge for any parent, to effectively pass on the Christian faith. We have to show that there's this deep abiding joy, that my children want, that I show evidence of having in my own life.
Absolutely. Now, the apologetics area of HBU is known all over the Christian community. It's known all over the country. I don't care where I am, East, West Coast, and the variety of different Christian universities that I interface with, everyone knows about HBU's apologetics. Why is that?
We have an embarrassment of riches here at HBU. We've got a fabulous faculty and including some of the best-known apologists in the world. So William Lane Craig, who's, you know, some have argued not only is the best Christian apologist living, but maybe the best Christian apologist of all time. Mm-hmm. Teaches for us. He comes in once a semester and teaches for a week, and our students get to sit in class with him, learn from him, and interact and ask questions. And we also have people like Nancy Piercy, who's studied under Francis Schaeffer, one of the great cultural apologists of the last generation, and who's carrying his legacy on, and who's writing about very pressing, important topics and questions that people have today, and is teaching our students week in and week out. And then we have a Michael Ward, one of the world's leading C.S. Lewis scholars. I would say the greatest C.S. Lewis scholar who's here as well. He lives in Oxford, but he teaches our students online. He travels here once a year, so our students here get to see him. And we have many more. And that's the thing, is I've talked for a while, and we still have a whole nother, six or seven people that I haven't mentioned yet. One of our incoming scholars, David Baggett, and his wife, Mary Beth, have a website called Moral Apologetics. And David is one of the world's leading experts on the moral argument for God's existence. And he's a fabulous scholar, and we're adding him into the mix as well. So we've got a stable of stallions. Any one of our key faculty, would be enough to make the name of a school, and we've got a lot of them.
The School of Christian Thought is important because it offers postgraduate degrees, it obviously mentors even undergraduates to some degree, doesn't it?
So we've got undergraduate and graduate degrees. If you want to come as an undergraduate and have a bachelor's, you can study, classical languages, biblical studies, pastoral ministry. And we also have graduate degrees. So we have an MDiv, we've got a master's of theological studies for those who are thinking perhaps about going on to do postgraduate work. We have masters focused on pastoral care, and as well as more than this. And we even have some bridge degrees. So we have a new bachelor's to MDiv degree where a student can come in and start as an undergraduate in their first year here, do a few years of coursework, and then begin to do master's work and graduate in 5 years with an MDiv. And that's a really great investment for a lot of our students because, one of the things that, besets people going into pastoral ministry is having to deal with student debt. And so if you can get out in 5 years here and already have basically the kind of the terminal degree for a lot of pastors, the MDiv, then you're set up very well. So we have basically a full range of options. We have a master's that focuses on missions and evangelism as well. And so at this point, HBU has built out over the last 10 years, pretty much the full spectrum of the sort of degrees you would expect to be offered at any major seminary.
And that's really notable. I was excited to learn about you becoming the interim dean of the School of Christian Thought. And, you're young, you're dynamic, you've got your hand on the pulse of what's happening. What are some of your aspirations moving into that position?
Yeah, thanks. Well, I think, the first rule of any interim is do no harm, just to say that we've got so many wonderful things going here. And so, I want to make sure that I, care for and tend the things they're giving me, keep the bonfire going. Keep adding wood to it. And of course, every university and every institution right now is facing a unique challenge, which is how to, transition back into kind of normal life effectively and safely. And so the big challenge for this coming semester is how to get our students back on campus. We are starting our, classes again. We're going to do that safely. So we're going to make sure students are appropriately distanced, following guidelines, professors are trained, and we're going to be setting things up so that our students who maybe they have a family member who gets sick or they get sick, they can continue to interact with their classes, that they can get their lectures without sort of losing a step, without potentially having to withdraw from the university because they've missed too many classes. So we're just building and preparing to deal with this next challenge, to make sure that all of our students that start with us at the beginning of the fall can get through effectively by the end of the semester, no matter what happens. And if we can do that well, then I think I've been off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, that sounds like a very good goal. And we do have a campaign at HBU called Just Can't Wait for Fall, F-O-R, the number four, for fall, hashtag Just Can't Wait for Fall 2020. We've been on Husky Task Force Zooms, and lots of very smart people are working every single day, and fall is going to happen at HBU, and it's going to be exciting, and we'll kind of roll with it. But HBU Apologetics also has the unique distinction and opportunity that it's offered online. So you have students literally everywhere. Tell us about the online offering so that we can make sure that people can enroll who maybe are not attending residentially but want to come into a digital classroom with HBU Apologetics.
Yeah, so the Masters of Arts in Apologetics was the first program at HBU offered online. And so we've had now just more than 6 years of experience in running it. And we're quite proud of the program. It's a 36-hour master's. And one of our guiding principles is that the education and the experience that you get online is equivalent to the one you would get here on the ground. And so you're studying with, you know, professors who are experts in their area. You're going to be taking classes with the people that you see on the website, Masters of Arts in Apologetics. It's you're going to be reading a lot. You're going to be working hard. You're going to be doing all the things that a on-ground Master of Arts students would do. And you can do that, though, from anywhere. So we have students in Canada and students in Japan, students in South Africa, who are coming to us and studying with our world-class scholars. That's the case, though, for actually many of our master's programs. You can also do an MDiv. You can do the MATs, do a Master's of Arts in Intercultural Studies, or Missions Master's. You can take many, many programs with us online. And that's a really good option for people, especially now if they're kind of considering, you know, difficulties of, you know, coming and being on campus, or, you know, they think that they might not be able to make it here for whatever reason. You can study with us online. If you ever want to transition into studying on the ground, you can do that, or vice versa.
How do people learn more about that via online on all the academic offerings?
Yeah. So if you Google HBU online, you'll come to a link and you'll see a page will come up that will indicate kind of all the different ways that you can study with us: graduate, undergraduate, online, residential. Just click on that and the list of programs will come up. For the School of Christian Thought, most of our degrees are going to be available online and on the ground. There are a few exceptions. There are a few things that you have to be here for, but if you're curious, you can always go there and check it out, or you can just send me an email. I'm very Googleable as well.
And then Dr. Tellin, how do people contact you? I want to just reiterate the two titles of your book, The Poetics of Evil by Dr. Philip Tellin, and then The Absolute Basics of the Christian Faith. Mm-hmm. How do they connect with you?
Yeah, well, I've got a website, philiptallon.com. You can go there, but if you just Google Philip Tallon, I'm most likely to come up as the top link, and you can find my university page. And then that will also include my email. And so one of the things that I love best about my job is just meeting new students, getting to talk to people who are coming in, figuring out what their goals are and how we can help them to reach them. And so I'd love to hear from anybody through email.
And just before we let you go, I mean, this new book of yours is fascinating to me. How do you prepare to write a book about horror movies and the apologetic that integrates with that? Certainly, I could see it.
Yeah, well, I'm very fortunate. I have a co-writer as well. One of our former students here who graduated with the Masters of Arts in Apologetics. So a potential feature of coming to HBU is that someday you might go write a book with one of your professors. We do not guarantee that, but it's a possibility. But some years ago, I wrote an essay for a book called The Philosophy of Horror that laid out the idea. And part of the idea was that horror can helpfully critique some of our contemporary philosophical idols. So horror critiques what you might see as an overly optimistic view of the human person or human reason, you know, that forgets about sort of this original sin that we carry around with us, because it shows us, no, there's always this kind of darkness that can arise, that is ever present with us, no matter how technologically advanced or smart we get. we still have to deal with evil.
Sure.
But it also critiques relativism, or the sort of postmodern sort of notion that, you know, evil is just culturally conditioned. It shows us something that the entire audience gets on board with and says, yes, like that's evil right there. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. And the germ of that idea then informed my co-writer and I as we began to think about ways that horror movies could critique other kind of contemporary, I call philosophical idols, and sort of challenge just a modern person going to the theater to think about reality a little bit differently. And we wanted to have that conversation with the wider culture about ways that, you know, horror movies themselves, as all things do ultimately,
sure,
right, can, you know, contain some fundamental truths that, you know, a Christian can point to and say, see, this is, you know, this very basic truth, which is inescapable, which God has kind of woven into reality itself.
Yeah. Well, a very needed book. The School of Christian Thought at Houston Baptist University has a place for you. I can't think of anybody in the ministry that doesn't want to sharpen their instrument, their heart, their knowledge. When you think about the movements in the world, and all that's happening, never has there been a more appropriate time to fulfill Peter's words, to be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within you. And the School of Christian Thought provides that. Dr. Philip Tallon, the interim dean at the HBU School of Christian Thought, is available. His leadership will take us to that next level, and we want to reach out to you. Remember that there are people in admissions at 289-649-3211 that can respond. Of course, our HBU.edu/apologetics or any of the programs in the School of Christian Thought. Dr. Tallon, thanks so much for joining us today, and we look forward to what's going to take place. We are going to move beyond the challenges of the moment and the bright future ahead, and we're looking forward to work with you in that regard.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.